listening to Evolve with Nicolette, a bad bitch healer.
All right, what's poppin', everyone? It's your girl, Nicolette. Happy Tuesday. Before anything, I wanted to shout out my newest sponsor, D-Slaps Nails Beauty Bar, located in Torrance, California, at 24402 Hawthorne Boulevard. Make sure you hit them up for your mani, pedi, and your facials, body sculpting, and so much more. Enjoy these spa treatments while you sip complimentary mimosas. Yum. Make sure you see Tiana or Mocha and tell them that Nico Baby and the Good News Radio sent you. Okay, you better let them know that Nico sent you. I hope everyone had an awesome Thanksgiving. Well, let's not call it Thanksgiving. Let's say holiday break. Thanksgiving is definitely needs to be redefined, but I define it as time with family, a much needed break before the Christmas chaos. I had an awesome time in Big Bear. My family and I went to Big Bear for the weekend, actually for a whole week almost, it felt like, from Wednesday to Sunday. And it was relaxing. That was the first time I didn't have to cook for 20 to 30 people. Did miss everyone for sure, but it was quite nice to do something just the five of us. I'm always the one hosting and cooking and doing all the things and being in such of a rush, in a hurry to do things. So I never really get to be present in the moment. So it was nice to be just us and just really like lounging and eating. I did overcook, like always. I don't know how to cook for only five people. I know how to cook for 20 or more. So I definitely overcooked over there, but it was quite nice to be just my family and I. And it was nice to get away from the heat because it was like in the 80s when I was coming this when we were leaving the OC, and baby, that is just not holiday weather for me. So it was nice to go to Big Bear. There was no snow, but it was pretty cold. So I'm just glad that we were able to get into like the holiday spirit. It's been a lot, and I don't even know where to start now because I'm by myself on this episode. It's totally okay. I feel like this is the time I get to catch up and get to reflect on things. And I feel like life has been lifing a lot right now. Life is definitely lifing. Shout out to Andrea from Fat Girls Wear Crop Tops too. who told me that phrase, because it was so relatable in that moment and even more so right now. It is something that I don't know how to explain, and the only word that comes to mind is overwhelming. Life is definitely overwhelming right now, in a good way and in a heavy way, I'm not gonna lie. A lot of things are happening with my brand, with my podcast, with, you know, myself as a creator, and it's been dope and quite a ride so far. And it's crazy that we're coming up to the end of the year, because my reflection of it all, it has been quite amazing and quite dope. And this is the place that I'm in right now is a place that I've been wishing to be in. So the fact that things are like overwhelming is just, you know, that's just how the cookie crumbles. And I kind of feel like I didn't really put into perspective, right? When you wish for things, when you really want to set things into motion, and, you know, I'm a big manifester. I mean, all of you are, just saying, but intentionally manifesting, I tend to forget that I'm also a mom and a wife and all these other things with that, like in my own regular life. And I didn't factor into any of that with what I'm doing right now. So it's, I'm not gonna lie, it's a lot. And I wanted to reflect on that because there was a lot of good wins that I had the last couple of weeks, and big things that happened in my life that, along with my personal life, has been quite overwhelming. That is definitely the theme. But a blessing all at the same time. Overwhelming can be as you take it. Overwhelmed with joy and happiness, right, is one thing. But then it's also being overwhelmed with the heavy things. And I think it needs to be talked about, the duality of it all. That it's not always roses and rainbows and all those things. It can be a good mixture of everything. And that's okay. I'm definitely not the one to be over here like, oh, just think happy thoughts and everything will be all good. It's definitely a practice. And it's okay to not have such outlook on things when, you know, you're just not sure how everything's going to be. So I'm just trying to stay present. I'm trying to stay in this moment and be as present as I can. And then to also take things as they come and one thing at a time. Because I don't know about you guys, but I'm definitely someone who stays in the future. Who stays in the future or resides in the past. And it's hard to stay present. So being mindful of where I am when I'm in, you know, that state of worry. And that state of overthinking things. And that state of always planning. And not actually living in the moment. I'm very mindful now to check myself and to catch myself, right? And that definitely takes a lot of practice. So I have, you know, let's talk about my wins really quick. I'm always, you know, holding space for people, especially Magical Mohead Collective. Shout out to y'all. I love you guys so much. And I don't really get to toot my own horn sometimes. And I must say that looking back and sitting here right now, it's been a minute, but I'm here for it. And let's just get right into it. I have done a lot of things in the past like 2 to 3 weeks that I am pretty proud about. And I've done it here on this podcast, right? You know, having my awesome guests like the Tiara Girls from Austin, I had a lot of positive feedback with that episode, especially with people who hadn't really heard of them before or who were fans or who are fans and, you know, just love the conversation that we had. And for me, it was such a joy to speak with them because I was definitely a fan first. And, you know, hearing that they had found me on Magical Mohead Morning was amazing. I'm over here thinking that like no one ever listens to me. So when people actually like, hey, you know, let me know that they heard of me first, like, oh snap, that's dope. And they gave me such hope for the future that I'm just excited to see what their path is going to look like and what, you know, what the future holds for them, because there is endless amount of opportunities for them and the future is so, so bright, and it gives me so much hope for the generation coming after us, because baby, they're just paving the way, and I'm so glad to have been able to share space with them and to speak with them, and I can't wait to meet them in person. I know that one day I will. Maybe they could be, you know, an act at my huge, you know, event convention one day. You know, we're manifesting that. It's gonna happen, y'all. We're gonna reflect back on this, so remind me about this episode when the day that I put it out into the universe like that. And then I had the opportunity and the honor to be a part of the first Bloom event for the Amiga Social Club. Shout out to Lonnie for inviting me to that event. It was such an honor and a joy, a privilege to be a part of that event. Listen, Lonnie will forever get a yes from me anytime she wants to have me and invite me to any event, because the type of events that her and her team and all the founders, baby, y'all do such a good job, and the type of space you guys hold for the community that rocks with you, oh my God. I'm addicted. And the most welcoming type of environment ever. So if you ever see me or even see Amiga Social Club just putting on an event, period, baby, you should go. If you're in the LA OC area, please go do that. It is so worth it. And listen, these girls don't make a dime. You know, like, I'm not getting paid a speaker fee, none of that. Like, we're legit doing this for our community, for just badass women, and I am here for it, and I will forever say yes to Lonnie for the event she invites me to. It was such a privilege to speak with a panel of other amazing women, like the stories. Like, we even went over the time that we were allotted for, because the gems, the stories that were being shared was so powerful. And I know that a lot of people went away walking from that event, definitely thinking different about the path that they are on, and simply not giving a fuck about any of their, whether it's insecurities, limiting beliefs, or what other people think of them. I hope we empowered you in a way where you can go forth with your goals and dreams, and took something from that event, because we definitely laid it all out there, and it was so beautiful to be a part of it. So shout out to Lonnie and the other founders. It's always a privilege to be a part of Amiga's social club events. And I'm so glad that Lonnie found me. I don't even remember how we found each other, but I'm glad to call Lonnie a friend now. And girl, I will always give you a yes for the events you put on. It was so dope. And still feeling so high from it, by the way. It's so addicting when you're in those types of spaces, when you are just around women who actually support each other, support one another. I didn't grow up having that type of environment with women, even in my friend groups, you know, but to genuinely feel that type of energy in the events that the Amigos Social Club put on, baby, it, yes, 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 and yes. And not only was that my second time speaking on a panel, but that was my first time doing a mini EFT tapping with like a group in person. Oof. I want more of it. I want to do more. I want to do it again. We ran a little bit late on time, but I was able to get like just a little, like, what, minute or two tapping, and to feel that energy like radiating through the room, you know, like me, you know, saying phrases like, I am enough, soy capaz, like saying those types of words, but in a room full of, oh, like, it was such a chef's kiss moment for me. And baby, give me more live events. Invite me to your energy healing things. Let's tap together. I might do my own. Not that I might. I will be doing my own. So I'm here for it, baby. So so shout out to Lonnie and the whole crew. I'm forever, forever grateful and the deepest gratitude for y'all. And then I had my first live remote show of my podcast. It was definitely very private. There was no invitations at all. The only people who came were like the families of, you know, Coach Poppers and Coach Rich, you know, and a little bit of my own family, just because I was help, you know, for help with the kids and behind the scenes. Shout out to Yoli and Monica. my suegro was there. My parents didn't even come. Like, it was literally very, very small. Because I'm a Virgo and I get super overwhelmed with the details because I want things to go perfect. And for this show, I wanted to worry about nothing except for these guys and what they stand for, and making sure I told the story right about Wilmington and Banning High School and all the work that they have been doing, and shining light on all the work they have been doing for the football team. Because I've said it on the show, if you haven't listened to it yet, please go ahead and do so. But it was such a honor and a privilege to speak to them about this topic, because it is what they have given their life, have dedicated their life to. And I understand how much that means to them. And I wanted to make sure that I did right by them with this episode, for sure. So shout out to Poppers and to Rich. Like, even though they're my husband's best friends and they're like family to me, I wanted to make sure that I did, you know, I served them all the way right and honored them with this episode. So I'm very thankful, and it was such an awesome experience, and so glad I popped that cherry and got that little bit of I don't want to say stage fright, but got that little bit of anxiousness out of my system so that the next one, when I do a live event, it will be, you know, off the chain like it always does. Baby, I don't know how to do anything less. But definitely we'll have an audience the next time. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. I have some things cooking up, so y'all better stay tuned for sure. I will always let you guys know. So yeah, that was a lot. That was in the span of like a week, y'all. That was in a span of a week. And it was a lot. Life is lifing. And amongst all that, I have some things going on in my personal life that I'm just not ready to talk about yet. Not bad things. All good, but just, it's a lot. And I just, not that I'm superstitious, but I want to be able to share when it's resolved and when everything is set in stone. You know, like, I definitely don't want to jump the gun or anything, but it's good things and life changing. I must say, and very, very scary, very nerve wracking and all the things, but I know that we're making, the most conscientious choices, fit for our family. And I'm excited to share with you guys when it's all said and done. So, and with that, I have been, you know, dealing with life with all of that, right? And as major changes come into your life, especially, like, I don't know about y'all, but for me, I definitely go through the range of emotions. And the thing I've talked about before, especially with the healing process, is when you are aware of what's happening, when you're aware of the cycles that you're in and you're on, when you're aware of the things that are dragging you down on the, when you're aware, when the depression is setting in or when the anxiety attack is coming on, or, you know, when you're feeling good, all of the things, it can get overwhelming because you understand that you have to take care of yourself first. And I was never programmed to know how to do that. So the fact that I have tools now in my toolbox, my healing toolbox, I like to say, like tapping, like meditation, you know, healing in community, like Magical Mulehead Collective on Clubhouse, right? All of those things. I'm more intentional about the time that I take for myself. I'm more intentional about the rest, and not just resting, not resting from, you know, an overwhelming week. I'm talking about rest. I'm talking about being still. I'm talking about honoring your body and your mind and nourishing yourself with space. I know for, you know, some of you that are moms, like, what does that even mean? What does that look like, right? Being intentional about taking care of my mental is going to always be first priority, because you can see when I am not functioning properly because I am depleted and I'm at zero. So, and I have reached those breaking points a couple of times in the past couple of weeks. So I feel it's like, my body, it's like a big old alarm. And I feel like that's how everybody's body works, right? When you're getting tummy aches, if you're getting tension in your face, in your jaw, in your shoulders, all of those places are, you know, body aches and migraines and all those things. Your body is letting you know that you are tapped out. Stress is manifesting somewhere, and you really need to get to the bottom of it. And I feel, and truly in my heart, that everything can wait. Everything can wait, because my favorite phrase of all time is, what is for you will never miss you. Okay. And the thing is that you need to be in a place where you take care, you make it a priority to take care of yourself, so that when your life is popping off the way how you wanted it to be, you're not over here too tired to even to enjoy it. And that's exactly how I see it. Like, I'm building myself, right? Building my brand, building my business, building this podcast, so that there, when that point comes where it's like, baby, yeah, let's pop the champagne bottles. I want to actually enjoy it, and I don't want to be depleted. I don't want to look at myself in pictures and be like, damn, people don't understand how stressed I was in that moment. And stress is okay, right? Stress is okay and stress is good. But I know what it feels like to definitely want a good moment to be over because I'm just so fucking tired. And biggest example is my wedding. Was my wedding. When my husband and I got married, I must say we had a lot of things on our plate. We bought a house. We had two babies already. We had just had one. G was definitely from newborn to toddler in the time we were getting ready to get married and doing all the things. And we bought a house. By the time I reached my husband at the end of the altar, I was emotionally, physically drained. And you don't want to, you know, look back on those beautiful moments and remember that part, right? I want to be fully present and I want to be fully aware and I want to be in this space where I can enjoy the moment genuinely. Because that's what you work so hard for, right? That's where you do all the planning and the work and the setup and all the things. So that day that when I am on stage at the Staples Center, right, in front of 20,000 people, tapping with everyone, right, delivering a Nico sermon, I want to be able to look out into the audience and just be like, damn, and soak it all up and not be to the point where I am so depleted where I'm either delivering a half-assed speech or something or a half-assed talk or super rushing on the tapping sequence, whatever that is. I want to be present. I want to be in the moment. Because no matter how cliche this phrase is, tomorrow's never promised. LaRousse Beauty has you covered for your gifting needs this holiday season. Their brushes are cruelty-free, hypoallergenic, vegan, synthetic makeup brushes. Check out LaRousseBeauty.com and use my code EVOLVE20 for 20% off your next purchase. I'm still spreading holiday cheer for week 4 of my LaRousse Beauty holiday giveaway. This week, all you have to do is subscribe to my YouTube channel, Evolve with Nicolette, on YouTube, and you will be entered to win a gorgeous LaRousse Beauty brush set. The winner will be announced on Friday at 1 p.m. on my Instagram story, so make sure you're following me at Evolve Nicolette on Instagram. If you're already subscribed to my YouTube channel, just send me a DM and I will automatically enter you into this week's giveaway. Good luck, everyone. Now back to the show. So if you're already worrying about tomorrow, you're missing today. And I definitely don't want to reside there. And I understand that the things, you know, I'm in this season where the things I had set the intention for 1 to 2 years ago, I'm in that space right now. I'm in that space right now, and I'm so blessed that I am. So as I asked for more responsibility, as I asked for a bigger community, so much comes with that. So much more comes with that. So much more is being asked of me. And I'm here for it. But I have to make sure that I'm mentally stable. I'm emotionally prepared, you know. And I find myself, you know, being like, hey, this is a lot. And let me take a step back, whether that's a day, whether that's an hour, whether that's 15 minutes, whatever it is, I am more comfortable now to honor my boundaries. I am more comfortable now to ask for space. I am more comfortable now to rest and not to rest from burnout. No, not to recuperate, to actually rest and to let that be a part of my routine, to let that be a part of my life, whatever that looks like and however it fits, right? There's times where, you know, I'll just wake up and I'll just lay, right? Or after a shower, like last night, I just took a shower. It was pretty hectic, pretty overwhelming, but I laid down, you know, after I showered, put some music on and my phone, thank God, was dead, so I didn't have to scroll, but it just laid here and just rested and stayed still. And I was thankful in that moment that I did that for myself, because I woke up today feeling so much better and got at least, I think it was 7.5 hours of sleep. Like, praise God, right? And with that, with honoring myself with rest, with honoring myself with being still, I have realized that a lot of things that I thought I had wanted, I don't necessarily want anymore. Because my dreams and my vision has been manifesting in a way where it's like, oh snap, I didn't realize that these opportunities were over here. You know, I didn't realize that this was an option for my life, these things over here. And that was scary at me, you know, for me at first, because I'm a Virgo. I like things to go in order. I wanted things to go as planned. I have attached myself to a certain vision, a certain outcome. And the fact that I have been unknowingly able to detach myself from that and to actually like think that, damn, there might be so much more than this. It has opened the floodgates to endless amount of possibilities. It's always been there. But when you're so set on the goal in front of you, and I'm not saying that I'm giving up on those goals. I'm saying that they don't even fit or align with how I want to be in the future. I thought I wanted to live in this specific area. Actually, I don't want to live there anymore. Right? It's not the only nice neighborhood, right? I didn't think I'd want to do these other things. And the reason why I'm talking in code is just because, you know, I'm just waiting for things to like, they're falling into place right now. So I just want to make sure that everything's like concrete before I divulge. But I'm more hopeful. And I know that the universe is always working in my favor. So instead of being resistant and me being in resistance, I want to be as open as possible because I know that abundance is always, always here for me. I know that the universe is always providing. I know that I'm always divinely guided and divinely protected. I know it because there's so much living proof in my life, so much that has manifested that I wanted, that has came to fruition. Like, baby, the sky is the limit. And even beyond that. So yeah, the things I thought I wanted, but you know, I have grown out of that vision because I had the blinders on for those things and expanding what opportunities look like beyond what I have attached myself to. So not that I'm giving up on what I had wanted, I'm actually making space for that vision to grow. And 2022 looks so delicious right now. And not that I'm waiting for next year to happen. I'm already doing a lot of things right now in this month I'm already there. I'm working on 2022 shit today. And I encourage you all to do the same. Which leads me to this Tuesday download. I haven't done a Tuesday download in a hot minute, so I'm excited to get to this. Now, I had drawn from my super attractor affirmation cards. Three cards came out, and let me just read the three of them, and I'll go on to what the download is. So the first one I drew was, when I make joy a priority, brilliant ideas will come naturally, support will surround me, and movements will form. The second one, when I'm patient, I let the universe do for me what I cannot do for myself. That one makes me want to cry. My ability to receive is measured by how much I practice good feeling thoughts. So intertwined, so relatable, and really describe how I've been feeling and the things that have been emotion in my life for the past couple of months. I feel like for the last 2 years, really. And let me talk about this one first. When I'm patient, I let the universe do for me what I cannot do for myself. Patience is probably my worst My worst feature, like, it's some, I'm very, very impatient, very, very instant gratification. But it has something that I've been leaning into because I understand that things will happen when they're supposed to. Things will happen as they should, regardless if I understand it or not. Because I know that the path that I'm on is the one that I'm supposed to be on. Because, let's say it together, I'm divinely guided and divinely protected at all times. At all times. So patience is something, along with rest, that I have been practicing a whole lot. So when things are in resistance, or I'm feeling resistant towards something, I really stop and plant myself to really see, like, why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling like I need to rush through this? And it's because I have rushed through a lot of things in my life, just wanting to get to the next thing and accomplish the next thing and get to the next thing. But with that comes burnout. And I'm tired of feeling sick and tired. So that's why I don't reside there anymore. And the next card, when I make joy a priority, brilliant ideas will come naturally, support will surround me, and movements will form. Tapping into the things that make me feel good is so important, and not on a toxic positivity level. And I'm talking to you from a person that has depression and has PTSD and anxiety, okay? I don't let those labels rule me anymore. I am someone who has to wake up every day and make it a choice that, like, today is going to be a great day because I say it is, right? And listen, I could have a great morning and everything could go to shit in the next hour or so. It doesn't matter. I'm still breathing. There's life in my lungs. Like, there's life in my body. You know what I mean? Like, I have been actively looking for different ways to tap into joy on a daily basis because I am tired of not feeling good. I am tired of feeling bad for myself. And listen, I honor that feeling every single day because that is the only way how I know how to move towards to the next feeling, right? That's why I love tapping, because really honors the feel, your current feeling, and helps you welcome in the feeling that you want to feel next, right? So tapping into joy, right? Making sure that I'm listening, you know, to music that is gonna help push me forward, right? Make sure that I'm watching things that don't suck the life out of me, right? Making sure that I'm consuming content that is not draining and dragging me down, right? Making sure that I'm participating in activities that inspire me, right? That are not mundane and that don't suck all the energy out of me. I'm more intentional about the things that take up my time. I don't want to be a mother... like I have been for the past couple of years, that is short and that is, you know, on such a short fuse. And listen, that's daily for me. That is daily for me. The impatientness with my sons is the reason why I lean into this, because I don't want them to feel, you know, to be, I don't want them to get the residual of the trauma that lies inside of me, which I know this is, it's inevitable, but to minimize it, that's the power that I hold. And I'm going to always try to make it a priority to feel joy at some point or another in my day, every single day. And I encourage you to do the same. And it's not on some toxic positivity shit, okay? It is on some good, healthy shit. Because with stress, it manifests into your body, baby. And we're here to live more life. And that's on that. And then this last card. My ability to receive is measured by how much I practice good feeling thoughts. Now, I am a little bit reserved with this card because you don't need to only have good feeling thoughts to manifest a beautiful life. But it's more for me about understanding that even when the shit hits the fan, we're moving on to understand that that just wasn't for us. Like, that is how I interpret this card. That even though, hey, I thought this was going to be the outcome, but it looks like life has other plans. It looks like, you know, this isn't for me, right? Rejection is redirection, baby. And the minute I understood that concept, the easier it is for me to practice good feeling thoughts. Because it's really simply being in flow and not being in force. So yes, take your moment to, right, grieve if it's something that you've been wanting, whether if you had, you know, something devastating had, you know, having something devastating happen in your life, definitely grieve and whatever you need to do to process and sit and honor those emotions, right? I'm not ever saying to suppress. I'm not saying to ever minimize how you're feeling, but to make sure that you take the time for yourself to feel through that, because that's when you're able to understand what flow means, when you're able to understand what good feeling thoughts are, because you're not over here trying to suppress all the bad shit that's happening in your life. And that is something that I have been working on diligently the past 2 to 3 years to honor the shit that no longer serves me and putting that to bed. And that goes with emotions, relationships, feelings, opportunities, all of the things. And I encourage you guys to do the same. Because I know it could be hard. You know, I lived 34 years of my life thinking that life is supposed to be hard. No. It's challenging. It does not have to be hard. And with that simple reframe and with you reframing the things in your life that you think is difficult to understanding that, hey, they're just challenging, baby. We're going to get through it. The answer is going to be yes. All the time, because you're choosing yourself, right? You're choosing your peace. You're choosing to move forward, right? By honoring what you're currently feeling and putting it down for the moment, right? Putting it down for a long time, whatever it may be, or just simply letting it go because you can. I'm so thankful for this space. I'm so thankful for the community that, you know, surrounds me. I'm so thankful for, you know, for you, for who presses play on my podcast. And I really hope that at least some of this resonated, or maybe one thing, or maybe it didn't, or maybe someone that you know may want to hear this, that even though life feels like it's falling apart sometimes, it's actually falling into place. And I tell myself that over and over and over again, because this little Virgo has such a hard time with change. But I'm so proud of myself and how far I have come in embracing change. And I've never been more excited about the unknown than I ever have in this moment right now. Because it just widens the opportunity. It's just infinite, right? Because when you make vision boards or when you think of goals and stuff like that, we cap ourselves, right? Let me just do the most vague and most, you know, shallow probably manifestation, right? Of being a millionaire. Girl, how many millions? Why not multimillionaire, right? Because we attach ourselves to the outcome. And to me, I understand that I'm capping my abundance. I'm capping my opportunities because I'm only wishing for that. That's why I tell people, get super specific about what it is that you want. Because it helps. And there'll be that moment where you're like, oh, I wished for this. I knew I wanted this. I saw that in my dreams. Like, I saw that. I actually saw that. Those moments are absolutely delicious. And that is where the fucking magic lies. If only people knew what the couple days ago looked like for me. And how I've been feeling so overwhelmed. And there are definitely times, low moments where I was like, you know, I talked about this on that episode where I talked about quitting, right? And it happens, and it's okay to reside there. It's okay to be there and feel it. But it's not okay to just give up on those things. It is not okay to give up on those things. And those things are your vision and what you want to manifest. And I hope you got some gems for this. I do want to shout out really quick before I end, D-Slaps Nails Beauty Bar. They are in Torrance, California, y'all. Make sure you go visit them and hit them up for any mani, pedi, facial, body sculpting, all of those things. And make sure that you hit up Tiana or Mocha and let them know that Nico Baby sent you and the Good News Radio Network, okay? I will see you guys next time and wish the absolute very best week for you. See you guys next Tuesday. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Before you go, please subscribe to my podcast, Evolve with Nicolette. Leave a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps me keep the good stuff coming. Also, if you'd like to sponsor a future episode, please DM me on Instagram at Evolve Nicolette or email evolvenicolette@gmail.com. Thank you so much. See you next time.